it is. I messed up on my own show live. Okay, welcome, people. We had technical difficulties. Live on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 68, of course. And here on the Derek Shapiro Show, it's the best of 2011, bigger than episode 68. Best of 2011. On the show, of course, we have Melissa Rose to my right. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Derek. You told me that I wasn't a celebrity, so I couldn't be on
your
countdown.
No, you are a celebrity, but I'm saying the bigger than both of us. Okay.
I just needed to call you out on that.
Well, come here. Sit down on the bench.
That's not a bench. That's a stool.
Stool, yes. Okay. Now. You are the celebrity.
Okay? I am.
People who on the Derek Shapiro Show are celebrities. And you know what I usually do every time you come on the show?
You kiss my hand.
Yes.
And it creeps me out.
That's good. And Tony, come here. Your boyfriend, come here. Come here, Tony. Yeah, I never did this before, okay?
And you're not kissing my hand.
Yes, I'm kissing your hand. Look at this. Look at that.
For the gay viewers.
For the gay viewers out there, okay? Because I'm gay friendly, okay? But I'm not gay, but I'm gay friendly, okay? And then we have Cindy A, who does Hush. She's been talking about me a lot. Come here for a second.
I don't blame her.
Oh, hush up.
Yes, no, seriously. And let me kiss your hand too, Cindy A. Come here. Oh, you know what I want to do together? Oh, look at this.
You're like the creepiest person I know, honestly.
Now, Cindy A, let me ask you a question. I heard on your show, Hush, now, I don't know if it's true or not, but you've been talking about my relationships with girls?
Yes.
Why?
Because you go all around town dating everyone you think you can date. And, I mean, you're not a playboy.
I am a playboy. This hat makes me... you know why this hat looks retarded?
And you're definitely not going to be a playboy wearing that.
Yeah, you look like you beat up a street tranny.
Because
you
know? I put this in the wash machine, okay?
The washer. Sorry, what?
The wash machine.
What?
The wash machine.
Washing machine.
Okay. And dryer. Okay, we got a big show tonight, okay?
Let's talk about your penis. Let's get back to that.
Oh, no, yeah. Not yet.
Around town.
All around with women that are unavailable. What's up with that?
All right. So tonight's show, we have Michael Reed, a football player, okay? A former Atlanta Falcon football player. He's been on my show this year. We have Ryan Seacrest this year, okay? Mm. I'm not going to tell you where they rank, okay? We have songs like Akon, Michael Jackson coming up. We have songs from Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20. We have people from Andy Grammer.
People that you don't even know on that list.
Sister Hazel. Let's see. We have segments from Kirk Cameron, Sherry Shepherd from The View, Star Jones. We have on the show tonight, we have, over here, Chili from TLC. We have, Clark Howard, who's been on my show from HLN and WSB Radio. We have Clinton Mason. We have a song from Clinton Mason. We have, we have segments from, of course, here, Ryan Seacrest. We have segments from, am I missing anybody? Sherry Shepherd. Dave Coulier from Full House. Roseanne Barr. Truth Hurts. So we're going to start the best of the show right now. Akon is in there. His music. But Akon, I interviewed him a few years ago, but his song made it this year. Two songs made it this year. But I'm not going to tell you where they ranked.
Akon looks like he has the blood diamond.
Really? Mm. Now, we're going to start with the 12th segment of the 2011, okay? The 11th segment and the 10th segment, okay? Now, I'll come back and introduce the three, the 12th song, the 11th song, the 10th, and the 10th song. Yeah, 12, 11, 10, that's right? Okay. So the 12th segment is former Atlanta Falcon football player Michael Reed. He was in the studio. Then we're going to go with the 11th segment, which is Truth Hurts. You know Truth Hurts? Remember Truth Hurts? Mm-hmm. Remember the song she came out with?
Mm-hmm.
What song was it?
I didn't think you were going to ask me.
It's addictive. Nodding. And you know why? Oh. I interviewed
her. Well, you sing it then.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Go for it.
But John.
No. See, you don't even know who it is. What is the song?
It's addictive.
Oh, my God, Derek.
I don't know how it goes. But you know why I interviewed her? Because Bari, who's a part of Rich Productions.
Yes, Bari.
Bari. Right, John? Remember Bobby came in here? He's friends with Truth Hurts. I can't believe that. Then also, I interviewed Andy Grammer, courtesy of Star 94 this past year. So here's the three segments in order right now, live. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Come on.
Let's
1, 2, 3. Show. Woo! Woo! Michael Reed. How you doing tonight, Michael?
Doing just fine, Derek. Doing
yes,
just fine.
Yes. And let's get you more on the... Yeah, okay. We got you in the camera.
We're in the camera now.
Yes. So tell me, of course, you being the former linebacker, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing martial arts now. How did you transition from you being a football player to a martial arts owner?
Well,
I started doing martial arts when I was playing football. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was one of the things you have to realize is that in the NFL, all the athletes are extremely, extremely good athletes. So any percentage of change that you can get to help improve your athleticism, improve your focus, your concentration, your ability to get people off of you, to acquire leverage is huge. And so that's why, plus I like martial arts, so that's why I started doing it. I did that for all six seasons while I was playing. And it actually made that for five because it started at January after my first full season. And then when I got done, I'm a former computer science major at University of Wisconsin. So I made the choice between going into the corporate world. IBM was kind of where I thought I was headed. I'd worked for them probably three or four different times and doing something I wanted to do. And I decided that I wanted to coach, but I didn't want to kick my family all over the country. And I still wanted to be an athlete, and so that's what led me to, open my own martial arts school.
Oh, awesome. So you also played for Green Bay, was it?
No, I was at Cleveland for a very short period. I went to camp up there in 93.
That's right, okay. Mm-hmm. So, how was it playing for Cleveland versus Atlanta?
Well, all I did was go to camp in Cleveland. I can't really tell you. It's different because obviously Cleveland is a very storied franchise.
Right.
Had a lot of history and so forth. And Atlanta, we went to the playoffs a couple times while I was here. We also had some bad seasons while I was here.
Really?
But I didn't play their full season, so it's kind of hard to compare.
Right.
Camp sucks no matter where you go. So that's how that goes.
So that's only two teams you play for the NFL.
That's correct.
Okay. So, and then, of course, you got your start off in, again, college.
University of Wisconsin.
Yes. Up north, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got to confuse Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right.
Okay. But how was it playing in Wisconsin versus Atlanta?
Well, that's different. I'm a Southerner, so I'm from Albany, Georgia. So, that was a big adjustment. I mean,
exactly.
It's cold up there. Let's just keep
exactly.
it right. It's cold. The climate's different. One of the big adjustments is when you go to spring ball or summer camp down here before the season starts, it's hot in the morning.
Right.
It's hot in the middle of the day. It's hot in the afternoon.
Exactly.
It was cold up there in the morning.
Exactly.
It didn't warm up until 1:00. And what's funny is that all the Southern players, we all played better in the afternoon because, when it's cold and damp and, they're 50 degrees and it's 8 o'clock
exactly.
in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, down here it'd be 70,
exactly.
So that's how it goes.
So I'd ask two great questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one is, of course, you come from Albany, Georgia, you
yep.
said. Do you still keep in contact with a lot of the people down there?
Yeah, I have a lot of classmates and people from Albany have moved to the metropolitan okay. Atlanta area.
I have a quiz question for you because I have an Albany connection to the Derek
okay.
Shapiro Show.
All right.
There's, well, not really Albany connection, well, if you will, I guess. The movie star who was in that movie from Albany, Georgia, was on my show. Do you know what movie that was?
I have no earthly idea because I'm the worst trivia person who'll ever
Fireproof.
Meet.
Fireproof. Okay, the church in Fireproof, I guess, the whole of the scenes was taped in Albany, Georgia.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Okay, did you watch the movie Fireproof?
I have not seen the movie.
If you see the movie Fireproof with Kirk Cameron in there, the train tracks,
mm-hmm.
Everything was done in Albany, Georgia.
Well, I'm certain I recognize that,
yes.
but at the same time, I never saw the movie.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, yeah, see the movie, of course. It's great,
And
number two is, I got
to
ask you about, what do you think about this NBA, the NFL lockout?
I knew you would ask about that
yes.
at some point in time. It's interesting because mm-hmm. as a business owner, I understand more now about how an NFL owner might think. Now, obviously, I'm not at that same level in terms of the amount of money they have invested and so forth, but, there's a different mentality between being an owner and being an employee,
mm-hmm.
okay? With that being said, I do think that there is also an obligation to give back to people who help you build something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the value of the NFL now, well, it was built upon the players who played the game and successful marketing by the NFL.
Exactly.
And so, my thing as a retired player is, take care of those people who helped you build your game.
Exactly.
A good example of that is, because I looked at this actually today. I was online and I just wanted to see. When I came in the league in 1987, the minimum salary was $65,000,
right.
Which is what I made. So I
exactly.
know exactly what it was.
Exactly.
And the minimum salary right now is $325.
Wow.
So if the ability to pay a minimum salary at $325 across the league and all these things have changed, then reach back out, take care of some of those people,
exactly.
so that they can, you don't have to pay $1 million a year, but,
exactly.
Help those people, especially those who are in real bad shape who
exactly.
could use some help. And
exactly.
I'm not talking about putting a person up so they can live in the country club of the South. I'm just saying make sure that if they helped you build this game and it's very lucrative for you, that you help assist them at least with basic living needs.
Sure. Now, how shocked were you when the number one team this year was the Atlanta Falcons for the NFC,
mm-hmm.
and the number one team was my New England Patriots from New England, the New England Patriots. And how shocked were you when they both lost on the home turf?
You know what? In the NFL, especially when you get to the playoffs, I mean, the last time the Falcons, the only time they went to the Super Bowl was when they beat Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Minnesota was the best team in the league that year, if you remember that, how that goes. So the answer to that is that the Falcons, the Green Bay got hot at the right time. Exactly. And there's no question that over the last half of the season, Green Bay was the best team.
Right.
You know, so you don't look at that and go, what woulda, coulda, shoulda. You just go, they got beat by a team that was better than them at that point in time and was better than everyone else in the league.
Exactly.
If you'd have lost that game to someone else who maybe wasn't as good, then maybe you have a little head scratching going
on.
But it's always a learning experience.
Well, you know, I wonder if I was a jinx because I interviewed Tony George, a former New England Patriot player last year. And then you're the second football player I've ever interviewed, of course, mm-hmm. from the Atlanta Falcons. Two great teams, of course, you know, and they both lost.
Well, you know, I can say this. No one was – you were not interviewing playing on the field, so
exactly.
You know, football games are decided by players
exactly,
on the field.
Exactly, exactly. So tell me about you doing the martial arts. Actually, I was mm-hmm. at a martial arts event today. I don't know if you heard my first one.
Actually, you were at Merida Martial Arts, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah,
right?
No, Smyrna.
Smyrna Martial Arts, okay.
Yeah, Smyrna Black Belt Academy, actually, right. I'm sorry. They had a fundraiser for the
St. Jude's
and mm-hmm. Moss Ministries.
Okay.
Tell me about, at your place, do you have kids breaking boards? Because I actually broke a board live on the air today. I was seeing it. I never saw people break boards before in person. I actually broke the board my first time. I was broadcasting the DSS TV station mm-hmm. and I actually did it. And live on the air, you know, it was awesome. Do you that in yours?
When we do demonstrations, we will break board and concrete and stuff like that because people like to see it.
Right.
From a martial arts standpoint, I always say that there's no boards or bricks running up to attack you, generally speaking.
Awesome.
So we would like to spend our time working on skills that we can employ if we need to and on bettering ourselves. But those are ways that you can demonstrate focus, power, and snap, and then they're obviously more sophisticated, you know, higher level breaks and so forth.
What differentiates yourself from other martial arts places?
I always say it's not a matter of being better or worse, mm-hmm. because if you're a real martial artist, then you understand that the world of martial arts is very big. Mm-hmm. One thing that differentiates us is that we have a very large volume of material, and mm-hmm. so we teach a wide variety of technique, and it allows people to grow and develop over a long period of time.
Awesome, okay? Awesome. And again, your place is located on Canton Road.
Mm-hmm. I'm located on the corner of Canton Road and Piedmont Road, Piedmont Walk Shopping Center. Been there, it'll be my 19th year this year, believe it or not, so I've been around the game a little bit.
So people want to get in contact with you, they call
770-422-9250, and the website is ShaolinCenter.com, and they're welcome to contact us at any point in time. We have three schools in town, one in Norcross, one at Virginia Highlands, which is also known as InTown, and my school out in Marietta.
Awesome. And of course, are people starstruck when they see you over there?
You know what? I'm at these points in time, I'm just lucky. People look at me and go, "You delayed."
exactly. Now, also, I want to mention this before we go to our next segment. Of course, I do appreciate you being here once again, too. Tell me about your health. YOR health that you advocate so deeply.
I think that's a very good product. That's a product where at one point in time I was actually selling it, and then I decided, you know, if you're going to try to build a business, then you go that route. At this point in time, that's just a product that I like to use, and mm-hmm. I think it works. So I use the repair, which helps keeps the injuries down and helps the body circulate blood and so forth, so that mm-hmm. you know that you can heal yourself up. I utilize their shake because it gives you all your nutrients and so forth, and those are two essential things that I need, one from being an old football player and two trying to manage your weight, that you know, that I found to be very, very helpful, and they work.
Yes Okay. And also do you have any kids of your own now?
I do. My daughter is playing volleyball on a scholarship at Loyola University in Maryland.
Oh,
and
awesome.
My son is a sophomore at Kennesaw Mountain, where he's playing football too.
Really? So do you think your son's gonna be in the NFL as well?
You know, you never know.
Awesome.
You know, I mean, you know, he might wind up there. We'll see, one day at a time.
And your kids go to work with you sometimes too over there?
My kids, they grew up in that environment,
and
they look at you, they go, "That's daddy's school," and you know, we'll be back. We do a little this and that, but that's dad's thing.
But I always say, you know, I'm bringing my son to work tonight. You know, mm-hmm. I always remember my kids in the studio. Because my show's always been open to my children, you know,
right.
and children, you know.
It's beautiful. This has happened. I mean, I followed my father around. My father, actually, like I told you, played for the Boston Patriots
a long time ago. Before New England.
Right. So a long time ago. And then here's an interesting story about that is my dad played for the Boston Patriots.
Yep.
He got drafted in the military, the Special Forces, came back out. Cowboys called him up and said, you know, Herman Reed, we'd like for you to play for us. And he chose to be a teacher.
Really?
Because teacher made more money, had a more stable career, and he was ready to raise a family at that point in time.
And of course, you're a teacher now, too.
Well, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, what I was saying is I followed my father around all the time, and that's one of the reasons I'm very natural in terms of how I instruct and what I do because of my whole lifetime of being around educators.
Well, thank you very much, Michael Reed.
Thank you very much, Derek.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to interview again twice.
Hey, I'm happy hanging out with you and the big man right there.
Yes. Oh, and you know what? That's funny because his mother calls him Big Man. You know what's funny? I happen to be in Decatur or College Park, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Decatur, I think, is Big Man Package Store out there.
Big I'll Man Package Store. Yeah.
Right, so. Hello, Derek Shapiro here for The Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com and dssTVstations.com out of Smith's Old Bar here after the Bari concert and joined by Truth Hurts. Welcome, Truth.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I always kiss my guest's hand, the lady's hand.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Thank you. Out here from L.A., of course.
Yes.
And you just did the Bari concert because of him.
Yes.
Yes. And how did you two and Bari hook up?
We originally hooked up through a mutual friend of ours named Chaz. I don't know if you know Chaz.
Chaz, yes. I know Chaz. Very good.
Yes. I hooked up with Chaz. We used to work at the same studio.
Rich Productions?
Not Rich Productions. MMG.
Oh, okay.
Prior to Rich Productions.
Really?
Yes. And he and I did some work together there at MMG. And basically from there, I met Bari through Chaz.
Really?
Yeah.
So, of course, you... got a lot of help from Dr. Dre, of course, in the past?
Originally, yes.
Originally. Mm-hmm. Tell me, are you still friends with him?
Yeah, I'm still
friends
with him.
So what are you doing now for your work now?
For my work now, I am working on a third project, which is where Bari comes in. Bari's done quite a bit. I would say 75% of the new album with me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be a new album.
Yes, absolutely. It's a whole new metamorphosis and a brand new me and a true me, I say. And because of me and Bari working together, bringing out that.
Really? And when does this album come out?
This album will come out in 2012.
Really?
But a series of singles will come out still this year.
Okay. On the radio too?
On the radio too.
Really?
Absolutely.
And videos too, huh?
And videos too.
So we can expect you and Bari in a video on MTV pretty soon?
Of course.
Awesome. So tell me about, what is this new album going to be about?
This new album is going to be, like I said, more of a metamorphosis of me and who I've become since my first album. I don't know if you know that I had a second album. My second album was with Rafael Sadiq, and it was more of a live and R&B album. This album will be a collection of both albums and just more raw me. And the international, maybe, because I've been doing a lot of traveling overseas lately.
Really?
Yeah.
So have you been doing a lot of traveling with Bari? Because Bari said he went overseas, too.
He went with me.
You really?
I take him everywhere I go. I can.
Really? That is awesome. So you keep Bari grounded, or maybe not so grounded, traveling a lot. That's good, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do it together.
Yes. Who are some of your musical influences in that you look up to and that influence your music?
Definitely Prince.
Prince?
Definitely people like Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Tina Turner. You know, just very, very, very real and upfront and direct artists.
Really?
Yes, very artistic people.
And where can people find your information?
People can find my information on Facebook. I am Cher Anita, Share, Anita. And I'm also Truth Hurts, Inc. on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Truth Hurts. Do you want to mention anything else? Or do you want to add anything else?
Absolutely. We'll be putting out a project soon, a series of singles. Please continue to support Truth Hurts, Now Truth, and also Cher as an actress, as a singer, as a songwriter, and definitely stay tuned for that Bari album. We're doing it, Think Music, and very big, very soon.
And you said you're an actress, too? You going to be in any movies, or have you been in any movies?
I have been in movies. I've been in Ali. I've been in The Wash. People will know when they see my face, absolutely.
What'd you play in Ali?
I played actually a lounge singer in Ali.
Really? Yes. I never noticed that.
You've got to go back and watch.
I have to go back and watch.
You definitely do.
So how was that experience with Will Smith, by the way?
It was great. Actually, it was more of an experience with the director, who was Michael Mann, and I was just so intrigued by the whole experience. It was great.
Well, thank you very much, Truth Hurts. Thank you very much for joining me on the Derek Shapiro Show and the DSS TV station.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're here with Andy Grammer here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. Thank you very much for doing this interview, of course.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Yes. So, of course, you performed here at Star 94, of course, here in Atlanta. And tell me about your song, you know, Keep Your Head Up. You know, I love that song. You know, and the first time I heard it, I was in a trip in Rhode Island, of course. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, it's a song that I wrote because I was street performing, and I hadn't sold very many CDs that day when I was street performing. So I went home, sat in my apartment, and then wrote a little song.
Really?
Thank God.
And where are you from?
Grew up in New York, from L.A.
Really? And you live in L.A.?
I live in L.A. now, yeah.
And is that where you wrote that song, in L.A.?
In L.A., yeah.
Really? Because that's such a positive song. I think, Ashley, it's a lot of that Bobby McFerrin song, of course. Don't worry, be happy, of course. And especially in this economy where a lot of people sometimes are depressed or what's going through their minds, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think Keep Your Head Up is the way, you know, this song resembles now, don't you think?
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
When people say they love your song, Keep Your Head Up, what do you think?
Well, you get a lot of really pretty sweet stories about how they really needed it in their day or something happened and the song came on when they're like, oh my God, I really needed that right now. Thank you so much for writing that. It's sweet, yeah.
Exactly. If you could keep a lot of people from being depressed or committing suicide, whatever, but just with that song, what would that mean to you?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, even it doesn't have to be that deep. If you could just, like, if you're depressed because you didn't get a job you wanted, or the bottom line is you got to keep your head up, but you can let your hair down. Like, life can be tough, but you still got to have fun.
Exactly. Know? I heard that song, you know, on a sunny day, the first time I heard it in Rhode Island, in my car, you know, and people could relate on a rainy day, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up, you know. What influences do you have in your music? What other artists do you like?
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a mix between, like, Lauryn Hill, Coldplay, and John Mayer.
Really?
All those together.
How does Lauryn Hill affect your music?
I just love hip-hop, and I love beats and fast lyrics.
Really?
Yeah.
And Coldplay. Tell me about Coldplay. Have you met Coldplay yet?
I haven't met them yet, no. But they use really simple hooks that get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
So I like that, yeah.
I like how you beatbox with your mouth. What was that song you did?
The last song I did was Snow Patrol, a cover of Snow Patrol.
Yes. And, of course, Michael Jackson did that, too, when he was alive, too, of the beatboxing with his mouth, of course, too. You know, does Michael Jackson influence your music, too?
I love Michael Jackson. Yeah, he's amazing.
Really? Yeah. And in addition to that, what's your second single that's going to be after Keep Your Head Up?
Yeah, you know, we're not sure yet. We're still choosing right now. So okay. I'll let you know.
All right.
Yeah.
And people can find you at Andy Grammer.
AndyGrammer.com. Follow me at Andy Grammer on Twitter. Andy Grammer on Facebook.
Really?
Facebook Music, yeah. Check me out, everybody.
What's happening after Atlanta? What's the next tour?
I'm heading back out on tour with Colby Calais. Been out with her for about a month. We're going to do another month, yeah.
Okay, and tell me about Colby Calais. How was it working with her?
She's incredible, man. Her voice is amazing, and she's just a solid talent. She's really good.
Awesome. Well, thank you much, Andy Grammer, here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
Appreciate it. What's up? This is Andy Grammer, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, we are here live on the Derek Shapiro Show. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 68,
okay.
Best of 2011, of course.
We'll drive safely.
And you just heard the three segments. The 12th segment was former Atlanta Falcon Michael Reed. 11th was Truth Hurts. 10 was Andy Grammer. And you're going to hear, of course, Andy Grammer, Keep Your Head Up pretty soon. I'm going to tell you what song, what position it comes up for the year. But, of course, we have Melissa Rose here. We have, of course, Cindy A. from The Gossip Show. Hush, right? Hush Up, that's right. And, of course, what's your name again?
Spencer.
How you doing, Spence? Do you like to be called Spence?
I prefer Spencer. Just kidding. I don't care.
Okay, you don't care? Okay. So what do you want to call him? Do you want to call him Melissa? Do you want to call him Spence or Spencer?
I know. I don't want to call him Melissa.
Okay. Can I call you Melissa?
No.
Spencer!
But my TV name is Spence Spitz.
Are you like, that's like a porn star.
Okay, you get a spit? No.
Do you do porn? Rap.
I'm not. I do rap. Spitter. Yes.
Okay, let's
spit some rap
for us
real quick.
Yeah, Spitz.
Okay, let's see. I was walking through the woods, through a little pasture. I saw a pretty girl, so I walked a little faster. Picked her some flowers, I picked her some weeds. But when I tried to talk, all I did was sneeze. I said, how you doing, babe? Will you be mine? I said, how you doing, babe? You looking fine? I said, how you doing, babe? Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay,
Spencer!
No.
Spencer!
That was awesome. Where can people find your information, Spence?
You can go to my Facebook. That's all I got.
Are you on Twitter?
Twitter. I have a Twitter, at Spencer Boyce.
Okay, and what's your Facebook information?
My name is Spencer Boyce.
Okay. Now, could you do something off the chain?
Say what?
Could you, like, rap and saying that the 12th song is Sister Hazel Far Away, Russian Roulette featuring Jay Profane from Rhode Island,
you
Tip
got
of
it.
Your Tongue.
You
and
got it.
The 10th song is Sister Hazel, Stay a While on the Derek Shapiro Show.
That's it. You just did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, those are the three songs we're going to play now. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show!
Yay!
Thank you, Spence. Thank you, Spence.
Thank you. always brings you down. Come home, I try to make things right, and I know it happens all the time. When I go, it doesn't feel the same.
Vicky Secrets, Red Bulls gives you wings, vodka and мартинис. Я вкусная девица, tasty like a sweetheart. Optional bikinis, royalty amidst us. Rich and sophisticated like the queen of England. She break for tea, I break to breathe. Intermission between missionary quickies. Fine dime, red roses. Crystal glass, red wine, drunk posing. He's a freak and I'm his only. Like a poster, tape it, my space it. Facebook, put your face in my favorite places. Head first, Miss Boss, Lord have mercy. On the tip of your tongue, got you thirsty.
On the tip of my tongue, getting you sprung with my dyke flow. One flip of my tongue, we hump, now you like pro. Lick your lady lumps, have you stunned, give you goosebumps. Got you feeling higher than the hills in your new pumps. Wanna come get ya, steal your heart and make you come. Got me harder than a tongue twister. Alice in sexy land dreaming, hard to wake up. Jay loves how you stimulating all my taste buds. Beats banging bass up like your round bottom. Face down, tongue got you wet, almost drowned. Watching oxygen lacking. But do it for your satisfaction. Paint the alphabet on your clit. Watch your reaction.
I stay on the tip of your tongue.
Well, I've been working, been working overtime, find who I wanna be. And you got something, can't put my finger on it, that makes my mind feel free. Never thought I'd make it through the summertime. I've never seen so much rain.
Better day.
Okay, we are on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 68. Woo! This is the best of show. Melissa Rose. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm living the dream.
You are living the dream. And Cindy A.
I'm part of the dream, too.
Cindy, did anybody ever call you Cindy ABC?
God, you're lame.
Now, I just want to tell you something. John is having a graduation party, okay? At Cheesecake Factory, right?
This Sunday. He doesn't want everyone to know where it is.
No. But I got to tell everybody this,
too
okay?
Too late.
What I saw on MSN on my computer yesterday, okay? This is funny.
Well, two people will know. Actually, one person.
No.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Okay. Listen to this.
Yeah, you're right, too. We have nothing to worry about.
Okay, listen to this. This is funny, okay? This is funny. I saw Cheesecake Factory made the top worst healthy restaurant.
Okay? No, don't tell me.
Really?
Okay. The best healthiest restaurant. Guess what the best healthiest restaurant is? Can anybody guess?
No.
Subway. Eat fresh. All right. So did you know we played, of course, Sister Hazel, okay, which was Far Away. They did not make it to number one. That's the only song that did not make it to number one this year. Tip of the Tongue made it to number one 1 week. That's Russian Roulette featuring Jay Profane. And 10th song was Sister Hazel, Stay a While, made it number one 2 weeks. Now, your song, Don't Be a Bitch.
Wanna be a bitch.
Okay, it's gonna make it to number one this 2012.
I wish you would just play that song okay. Now.
Let's do it.
Well, we don't have it right now.
You have to have it.
Well, I mean, all the songs are prepared for tonight's show, but Contagious.
Derek, that's bullshit.
Contagious. I know your song's gonna make, but your song made the top five on the DSS TV station and on the Derek Shapiro Show, Derek's Music Appreciation Show. Your song made it. I'm gonna try to find it when we're
playing. So basically, you asked me on the show, and yes. There's like no shameless plug for my music.
Yes, there is. Yeah. There is.
You're right.
Actually, wait, hold on. Can we play it through there? Her music through there.
Can you go on my reverb? It's on there.
Actually, I wanna
play from here.
I wanna play one song over here. Go on DSS TV station. I wanna play what song made it from Melissa Rose on Talking with Derek. Okay.
What song is that?
Okay, I'm gonna surprise you. Okay. Go on DSS TV station over there.
I have to play from here.
Okay. Go on DSS TV station. Like, go on my other network. Okay, actually, you know what? We're going to find it. I want to go. Okay, no, we'll go. Okay. Then we'll play. Okay, now the eighth segment we're going to play is Kirk Cameron, by the way. Now, remember Kirk Cameron?
Yes.
What show was he on?
Growing Pains.
Yes.
And then he got really religious.
Oh, Kirk Cameron,
yes.
Yeah.
I asked him. Guess what I asked him this year?
If he likes anal.
I'll tell you about that.
Got the magnum.
The eighth segment this year is Sherry Shepherd from The View, okay? Mm-hmm. And the seventh segment is Dave Coulier from Full House. Now, Dave and Kirk know each other because Kirk's Cameron's sister was on Full House. Okay, now, let's pull up this one for a second. Let's go down. Archives 3. Ashley, you know what?
What?
Let's get these three segments out of the way, then we'll find your song, okay? I'll surprise you with a song.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like hold on.
Hold on. Okay. Not before Kirk Cameron.
Either that or we're walking off.
Okay.
I'm leaving. We are your show, Derek.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
Okay, we're live on the Lose Out the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay.
We're going to the Cheesecake.
We have more viewers now. Thank you.
How many?
Three.
Okay. One for each.
Viewers, if you have my cell phone, call.
555 Do a Charlie Sheen on it.
Rainbow Noise, I'm Homo. That is awesome.
No, scroll down. I'm sorry. I interviewed them this year, too. And their song did not make it on the Derek Shapiro Show yet. Okay, scroll down. Scroll up. Okay, scroll up a little bit. Scroll up. Okay, this one. No. Scroll up some more. Scroll up some more.
I hope we're not live doing this.
Yeah, are we live?
We're live right now. Yes, yeah. We are. Okay.
You're supposed to be talking.
This is yours.
Yeah, right.
Viewers, call
Melissa
in.
Melissa Rose, any more? Yes, anyone.
Okay,
anyone,
let's do it now.
No, actually, it should be saying any more.
Where the hell is
you
that?
You any more? Okay, can we play it live?
Yeah.
This is your live version, okay? What made the third song for Talking with Derek for the year, okay? Because your song did not make the Derek Shapiro Show yet for the year. But it will. Oh, geez, what am I doing? Okay, this is it. Woo! Can you hear it?
Your stuff is at the door.
All right, that was
I
Melissa.
I was told to slap you.
Thank
in
you.
The face.
That was Melissa Rose anymore. You did a great job performing that. You know that?
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to sit here.
Okay, now we're just going to play the three segments now.
We don't need to play anything.
We've got
to
play Kirk Cameron.
I thought we were going to.
Here's the thing. You spelled segment wrong. Yeah, and you actually spelled segment differently in many places.
Did?
Yeah, like that's spelled wrong.
I know.
And then look, you put segmet. Segmet.
All right, here's the Kirk Cameron segment.
Is English your first language?
No, Spanish. Okay. No, Hebrew.
Hey, how many viewers do we have?
We have 3.0.
If you know us, call.
Call now. 678-760-1235.
Call us.
What's your number?
I'm not going to get my number on.
Can I give it out?
No.
Okay. Call here at the studio.
Yeah, call here at the studio. 678.
Call.
What now. 799. I forget.
We want to hear from you.
All right. Here is the Kirk Cameron segment, the Sherry Shepherd segment, and the Dave Coulier from Full House. Shy old co-star Leonardo DiCaprio, his movies today?
You know, I catch him every once in a while, but to tell you the truth, Derek, I haven't seen him in a lot of his movies.
Right.
I think it's mostly because I don't get to see a whole bunch of movies myself.
Right.
With six kids and
exactly.
Running around and doing new projects.
Right. And and one last question. What do you think about Robin Thicke's music? You know, of course, Alan Thicke's son's music.
What do I think of it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think it's good. I knew since the time he was a little kid, Derek, that he was going to be a really talented musician.
Right.
Because his dad's a talented musician. His dad wrote a lot of theme songs.
Yeah.
Like, I think, Strokes and Facts of Life. I think Alan wrote those theme songs. And, so his son picked up the talent, and I could tell that he was talented when he was a little kid.
Sure. Well, I had to ask you that, but this is a music show, too, of course, you know. And, of course, we'll play, you know, the musician from the theme song for Fireproof again. What's his name again?
Warren Barfield. Derek, when are you going to sing a song on your show? I think that's what your fans want to see. Want to hear you sing a song?
Talking to you. So we'll talk. All right, have a good one. entertainment. Thank you for watching. Oh, well, thank you. It was so nice to meet you. Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
What is the best that you like performing? What's the best thing you like performing?
I like the live reaction from people. It's immediate.
Yeah.
And what do you like about going to different states? Because you went to my home state, Rhode Island, at Rhode Island College last year. You come in here to Atlanta. What do you like best about traveling? You know, it's really kind of seeing what each city has to offer, and every city really has something different that is either a museum or, you know, something unique.
Sure. And also, do one last question. Of course, I've had Candace Cameron Bure on my show before. Why do people love Full House? And, you know, it's on the Nick at Night, it's on ABC Family Channel. Why do people still like that show?
Well, it's a show that's a throwback to everyone's innocence, and I think that there's something for everybody on Full House. You know, you got three guys, you got three adorable girls, you've got a nuclear family that I think a lot of people can relate to. It's a dysfunctional kind of family, and but in the end, we're still a family.
Sure.
And a lot of parents, I think, know that their kids are safe watching Full House.
Sure.
And you know, it's
my daughter likes it too.
Yeah. It's there's something in the Kool-Aid. We don't know what it is.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're live now. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Best of Show 2011, of course. And this is what made the Derek Shapiro's Music Appreciation Show number... What number was this?
We only have one viewer.
One viewer? Okay. This is Melissa Rose's show. Busted, okay? I'm busted, right? Okay.
Great bands who want to perform at Grammy Live in Hollywood? Here's their chance. It's all part of From Your Garage to Grammy Live. Go to cbs.com/band now and upload a video of your band or your favorite local band. The winner will win a trip to Los Angeles, where they'll perform at a Grammy Live event. Who else can do that for you? No one. Except your good friends at cbs.com. Go to cbs.com/band now to learn more.
Thank you.
So now we're going to go back to the songs, okay? Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Here is Pone from Rhode Island. She Only Smiles. Made the ninth song for 2011. Only went to number one for 2 weeks. Oh, 3 weeks, actually. The eighth song for 2011 is Rob Thomas, Someday, from Matchbox 20, interview him last year. And Jay Rhythm, We Are the Sky.
We Are the Sky.
All right. Seventh song for 2011. Then we'll go to the number, other segments and other songs. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, best of 2011.
To care, can't walk in the room without you knowing she there. She could glitch for a second, leave me stuck in a stare. And if she wanna make a sucker, then the sucker is there. But her heart is pure, she like to watch the rain fall. Say the TV too painful. Swear to God, heaven lost an angel. She smile like a rainbow, cry like a saint. No photo could take, no brush could paint. A million poets ain't saying a thing. A million bells ain't beginning to ring. A million songs ain't beginning to sing. I ain't doing her justice, I ain't saying it's right. But if I don't say something, I ain't sleeping tonight. Cause when everything's wrong, she's the only thing right.
She only smiles.
Much more. When she was little, used to wait for her father at the door. When he come home, she'd be the first thing he saw. When he got sick, she would tend his bed sores, open his jaws. Tell him, Daddy, everything's yours. You just tell me what you want and you could get it. My milkshake will never bring the boys to the yard. My Virgin Mary gone, bring the boys to the guard. She is not getting Nicki Minaj. Full woman in charge, lady like at the bars. On top of each and every one of her cars, she get it, her credit is good. Plus, she could still ride through the hood. I love her like my sister, daughter, mother. And I could live forever, no, I'll never find another. When we lay in bed at night, she like her head under the covers. And them late night cuddles get my head out of the struggles. And she only. Sound.
done. You could shine a little light on everything around you. Man, it's good to be someone. Hell, maybe someday we'll figure all this out. Try to put an end to all our doubt. Try to find a way to make things better now. And maybe someday we'll live our lives out loud. We'll be better off somehow. Someday. Find a way to just feel better now. And maybe someday we'll live our lives out loud. We'll be better off somehow. Someday. City now, so welcome to my vision. Jewel, intuition, cool by definition. Definitely step to this one. I want the sky, I am all around. We are the sky, we done made it now. Somehow. Shuffle and move my feet. Be like the wind, smooth like Muhammad Ali. The prize I see, excuse my future, I mean. Compose a moment in time, frozen like ice. Let them shoot you, so I pose to you to capture.
pictures like video, upload me on YouTube. So wide like Bluetooth, TMZ, I'm new news. Like Cuddy on that new news, it's good music I'm giving you. They say make it rain, so I proceed to dance. No dollars in the air, look in his eyes and stare. Into his soul, into his heart, classified as art. This is who we are, we are.
It's kept.